I liked that.
Yeah, that is a really, really good song. And it was calm, slow, and inviting and relaxing.
And beautiful.
Which is how we want you to look. And feel, I guess. But that's how we want you to look when you're listening to
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
Welcome back.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford
91.5 FM. Love that dissonance.
Girl, of course.
So,
honey, of course.
If you're new to this show, what Nora and I do is we talk about the hottest topics, who, what is attractive right now, and just whatever we want to talk about, because we are the hottest people
ever. Yeah, and we talk about the hottest things.
So whatever we're thinking about and talking about, you're certainly going to want to be thinking about and talking about. So this is kind of like a public service to you guys.
Right.
This theme is spring. Spring is springing. Spring is sprunging. And we're here to celebrate that, celebrate the change it comes with, the changes in temperatures. I've been noticing some critters coming out from hibernation. We're seeing more biodiversity, and we're accumulating the vibes and the memories that come along with the changing of seasons, which is what we're seeing now. Emerging into the spring of 2026, there's a lot on our plates and on our minds, but I kind of want to start with whatever you're thinking about, you gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
You just locked. I was doing something over here, and you just locked in. That was like flow state.
Thank you.
You were just saying things, and they all made sense. It's that spring mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You sprung to the opportunity.
Spring cleaning. We're not just cleaning our homes.
Sprung to the opportunity.
Yes. We are dusting the cobwebs
right.
that the winter has left us in the places we have not explored.
Both inside and outside.
Both inside and outside, in our mental and our physical, in our relationships. We're here to talk about all of it. So that first song was my pick. I want to hear what you've got.
I was trying to think. Well, first of all, I think it's important to say that the reason it's turning spring is because it's getting hotter.
And yes.
Like, we're starting to flourish even more, although we always flourish.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the world is catching up to how hot we are.
Of course, yeah. We basically have, we affect the seasons as well.
Yeah. Oh. But they don't want to talk about global warming. What we can talk about that, though.
We could.
Well, next up, we have this little funky song. I was trying to think of fun little songs to play. And today was such a good spring day, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
And I know it was a little chilly. I know it was a little cloudy, kind of rainy, kind of mucky.
Because that's what I was thinking.
But April showers bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
The pilgrims.
Pilgrims. Yes, I got it. Thank you.
But like, I just am like, I know this rain is feeding that grass, feeding those flowers. Give like the worms are. Mm. We talked about worms. We had a worm episode. Worms are coming out of the ground. So I feel like
Europeans
it's kind of...
Europeans are giving Aboriginal people diseases and sickness. We need to think about, like, who are the pilgrims and, like, what did they actually bring?
Wait, did the pilgrims actually come in June? Because if it thought... Wait.
Or did they come in May? It would have made sense. Christopher Columbus.
They came in November. That's a lie.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When the pilgrims and the Native Americans all had one happy dinner together where they became friends.
Right.
Can we just hear the song?
But getting whimsical and fun, I was walking around and I was like, wait, like, even though people are probably like, oh, this is not the sunny, nice day. I can't lay out on the grass. I'm like... This is so fun. This is so spring because life, you can see life coming out. And I just felt this song when I was listening to it. Like, it just felt so whimsical. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy Kites Are Fun.
Two, three, four.
somber.
Somber?
Was he at the
In
Grammys?
A room full of people.
Was he at the Grammys? Did he get any? Was he nominated?
Did he get any?
No.
Let me chill.
Right, so this song was very, very melancholic, somber, slow, and it has a kind of grief
jazzy.
To it, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it has these very legato guitar strokes. And it, you know, makes me, it fills me with so much dread, but it also fills me with so much, this song makes me very contemplative, and I wanted to play it this week because with spring comes so much change, and when I think about spring at first, I'm usually thinking, this is just going to be so amazing. My mood is going to be increasing. I'm going to be so much more happier.
Yeah.
The sun's out. And that is true to an extent, but change, good and bad, is still change. And it's still sometimes thinking about time can just get so stressful. And honestly, I'm thinking about this because, as you guys know, obviously, I know y'all have it in your calendars, my birthday was last Sunday.
Right.
And I guess I've been thinking a lot about that, especially with the changing of the seasons. I don't know if you resonated with this.
Like, expand more. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, I guess this song just made me so contemplative about, I guess this kind of music I listen to a lot in the summer, kind of like guitar, jazzy, not super lyrical, very like, what would you call this? What would you call this?
Slow jazz?
I listen to this in the summer, and it made me think about the summer, and it made me think about how it's the spring, but the summer's coming, and how when the summer's there, I won't be doing school, but I'm doing it right now, and I won't be doing it, but that's temporary, but this is temporary.
Mm.
And it just gets me thinking about time as a large thing, and it can get stressful, but you just got to be in the moment or else you won't see the change around you.
I feel that. I think that a lot. I'm realizing, and honestly, today I came to this realization that every time spring comes, I feel the same way where, like, I think, oh, like we get that weird fake spring where it's like really warm one day and then it's cold for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And that day I'm like, oh my God, like, spring is coming. Like, I'm going to be so happy. Like, this warm weather, like, everything's going to be positive. Like, and perfect. And not that it isn't, but spring brings this kind of weird emotionality. Like,
yes,
I feel like, I don't even know if
I'm
it's
describing.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's melancholic to me, but part of it can be melancholy. I think like a lot of it is just like you're talking, like, contemplative and thinking. There's just a lot of thoughts.
We are very intellectual people, and we do a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that concretely because I know you're not seeing us, but you're hearing our voices, and they can be very alluring. And just because we sound and look sexy doesn't mean that our brains
that we don't have
aren't
good things
also
to say.
Sexy.
Yeah. But today, for example, today I kind of had, like, I don't know if it was, like, a crash out or, like, just kind of, like, a moment of frustration where, like, I was upset that I was, like, on my phone for so much and I felt like I wasn't taking everything in and, like, not living in the moment. But then I think stressing out about living in the moment was taking me out of the moment a little bit, and there was nothing to even really be in the moment about. Like, I was just kind of, like, it was this, like, loop of me just, like, concentrating too much on trying to be present. And that was taking me out of it. And so I kind of, like, took a long nap and cleaned my room.
That's good. Do things that you can control. And that's why I feel like spring makes me think about mindfulness a lot because it has me thinking about time. And I think the easiest way to escape the weight of time is to be in the present. And that takes a skill. And that skill is mindfulness. It's being here now. And oh, I had something really good to say about this.
Sorry.
It was really good. You were talking about what now? You cleaned your room before that.
Not being present.
Right.
Being on my phone too much.
Okay, okay.
Crash out. Okay. Contemplation.
And I was saying that mindfulness and like time, you know what? It'll come back to me.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Like, I don't want it to seem like I'm not excited for spring. Spring is honestly like low-key my favorite season just because of how transformative it feels for me. And I do feel like you're talking about feeling in connection with the seasons. Like, I get that. But especially spring. Like, I feel like
I move in silence.
What is that from?
I move in silence. Continue.
Another one. Thank you. But basically, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't notice it until it happens. And then I'm like, wow, like.
That just happened.
And it's so beautiful.
Everything.
And I'm like, there's like always. And it just. The beginning of spring, it's this weirdness that we're kind of talking about right now. And then I think like it hits a point where like one day I get ready and I put on an outfit and I feel really good. And I'm like, it's spring, girl. Spring has sprung. Hello. I think we should move on to our next song, which is one of my picks. I'm actually really excited to play this song, and I'm so glad that this kind of fit with the theme just because I feel like vibe-wise it gave spring.
I'm excited.
But this is a new song called Tonight by this girl, Girl Sweet Voiced. And I came across her on Reels, I can't lie. But
we're all guilty.
The sample, the moment I hit play, you're going to hear the sample on this song. It is Fi. Yeah, I don't know. I remember hearing this and being like, what is this magic? Like, this, how do you take this sample and then like rework the song? Like, I don't, like, you're gonna get it. Like, okay. Just okay. Like, listen, ears open. Like, yeah.
There's a place I go. Tongue.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
Too bad!
They want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again or
no.
Play on the beat and just do it right.
No!
I don't mind.
What a beautiful and whimsical song we just had there. Now, on the topic of spring, I'm going to let you guys know, as you may be getting outside more in this warm weather, what opportunities you have around you. Well, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but what? But the spectacular... What? Is that a real fact?
What?
Somerville is New England's most densely populated city?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
Wow.
For what is it called? Per square mile?
Mile? Okay. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. You'll see me there. Don't forget to tick check. The Tufts Baco Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. This is an array of things to do. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, that's for sure, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I think it's actually crazy because this is, I don't know if people know, but speaking of like transformation and things changing, this is our last show at WMFO.
This is our last show.
And in fact, we actually need to end early, mm-hmm. For the night. So it
was. Are you just going to put the automation on or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was really great, you know.
We're saying goodbye this and honestly, time, like,
it's like it's whatever. It's kind of hard being so hot and having to like be a public figure.
And you listeners have supported us for so long.
I know. It's just kind of like we're always in the public eye and we need to take a break.
We honestly need to take a break because I'm getting too many marriage proposals and DMs. Yeah. It's overstimulating. So for our mental health, for our mental and physical health, we're going to go to Mystic River instead of doing the show.
Yeah.
Because we just have too many things to do.
Because we're done.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
April Fools!
That was the first April Fools. Y'all just got April Fools for the first time today.
We're not ending this show.
Hello, you can't get rid of us. Happy right. April. Kind of crazy it's already April. I don't want to talk about it.
Remember
we're a quarter.
When the groundhog
we're third
saw his shadow.
Third through the year. That's crazy.
We're a third through the year?
Yeah.
Already?
Yes, girl.
2026. Hello. All right. Anyways, can I talk about the song that I'm playing next? Or do you want to talk about Georgia Gets By?
Nah, I like that song a lot. And last year when it turned spring, I started listening to this song. And now every time I hear it, I think about that time. So, yeah.
Well, what I'm going to say about the next song, which is Spanish Moss by Of The Trees. I want to say that Of The Trees played at Bonnaroo last year. And when I think of warm weather, I just think of festival music. And I just think of the weird kind of stuff that this is. It's good and it's weird, and I'm excited to dance in the fields. This yeah. song, I've been a little sentimental and a little meta. I mean, I played Mom Jeans. That's great, but it comes with a little angst.
Mom Jeans.
Spanish moss is something you just want to hug a tree. Have you seen those videos of people at like 4 p.m. in the forest, a daytime rave, and they're all twerking, but they yes. all suck because they're Gen X, like white people?
Yeah.
And I want to go there.
That's your group.
Because honestly, I'll mog them all. I'm a yeah. really good twerker.
Clock
so
it.
When you think about this song, it's not really a twerking song, but I would say just that like, it's
twerk a little bit.
It has a flow to it, and I want this to get y'all excited for the parties that you're about to have in the
outside.
Summer. And you can't have the summer without the spring. Get ready for spring fling, by
Hello.
The way, because you're gonna be getting lit just like us right
yeah
now.
Shout out to Zara yeah. Larson. I know she's listening.
And group love
they're like all them. Listening because they love us. They yeah. DM'd us to come on the show today, but we were like, no, sorry,
honestly, no. I yeah
yeah
we'll see enough of them like yeah. later this month. Yeah, so
well, without further ado,
bow wow 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 wow.
between, and what he's gonna see.
Yesterday is here.
What an amazing song.
What a beautiful time we just had.
Happy April, everyone. Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's
Day. Happy so April made, Fool's
wait,
Day.
So they made a day for you, fool. Okay. Well, you have been listening to WFO in Medford. And you are listening to Hot Topics, Hotter People. That is Henry. My name is Nora. And thank you so much for listening. Spring has officially sprung. Nora's day is today, fool. And we have had quite a night. I'm so ready to go to bed. But the next song is...
I hope something really bad happens to you. Oh my God. Just kidding.
April Fools. All right. Well, also, shout out to... Actually, not shout out. I have a message for Puxawani Phil or whatever his name is.
Puxkatani Phil.
Yeah, you know what?
Stupid you Phil wrong, is what they
girl.
Call him.
You were
no,
wrong.
We
Every
definitely
year,
had six more weeks. I
No,
when was
we
Groundhog's
didn't.
Day?
He says it every single year.
When was
year.
Groundhog's Day?
I'm going to pull up the evidence.
Probably roughly 6 weeks. Like, oh.
All right, well. But anyways, yeah, this next song is something beautiful that I feel like is both spring and summer to me. So I feel like we're transitioning, you know? Get the transition out there. All right. We got the fool over here. My name is Nora. That's the fool.
I'm Henry the fool.
All right.
I'm Henry the fool. That's who I am. I'm the fool and I'll say it proud. I am the fool. My name is Henry and I am a fool. I am a fool. I am a fool.
Don't have to write me a letter, 'cause I'll always be right here, closer to you than your next breath, my dear. We love every hair on your head, love you like God loves you. And you say that you're scared, my baby. I'm prepared for having the baby blues. Baby blues. Baby blues. If things ever go wrong, just know this is your song and we love you. You name your babe Lilac Heaven after your crypto forever screams your stupid boyfriend. Fuck you, Kevin. We love every freckle you have. We love you like God loves you. If your life is stressed out, just dance in the night. If you get those baby blues, baby blues, baby blues.
Here come giants, move like a goat, 'cause bitches lying.